A lot of white parents have a hard time finding the right words to use when talking to their kids about racism. Educator Jason Freelow says a good place to start is by examining white privilege. Freelow runs workshops for white parents. He usually starts by telling those parents to sit with their discomfort. As part of KUOW's racial inequity team, Patricia Murphy asked him why.
Race is one of the one places in life where white people aren't in charge, where white people don't have the strongest voice. And it's disarming and it's scary. There will be no learning, though, if the main role or goal is to bring us back to a place of comfort. So a lot of times white people want to have these conversations because they have some experience that goes like, I don't want anyone to think I'm racist. I don't want anyone to think I'm a bad parent. And the whole reason that they come is to convince themselves that they're not a bad parent. That's not the point of anti-racism work. This is a process. And within that process, there's going to be discomfort. There's a consistent revealing and understanding of privilege. There's a consistent revealing and understanding of privilege within our children. Another thing, we don't want discomfort to be so uncomfortable that someone shuts down. But we don't want so little discomfort that a person can't learn.
How do you tell them to sit in this discomfort? How do you explain that?
Discomfort is vital to learning. I say that I understand as a parent and as a teacher of 15 years that when we're talking about children, we're talking about our hearts outside of our bodies running around. So I take great care. I try to be kind and patient and encouraging. The very act of engaging in these conversations is an act of courage. We live in a society that has told us over and over again, my generation and generations before me, you don't talk about race. You don't talk about it. You don't say anything about it. And we've seen the result of that. And this generation now is the first one in our country's history that's really coming to terms with the fact that we need to talk about this. We are moving away from the charismatic black man that's going to save us from racism. And we're recognizing that we as a people need to have this conversation, that we as parents, that we as educators, that we as a public radio station need to have this conversation. And that's brave because we don't have a model. There's no Dr. King that's going to hold our hands through this. We just need to be confident and brave and go into it and for our future, for our kids.
Has the audience changed over the course of your workshops?
It has. When we first started, it was mostly cross-racial adoptees, white families with, you know, black or POC children. As the program has developed, we've gotten more families that are just white families, parents that recognize that they need to talk to their children about this, that they can't hide their children from it, and that want to learn about how to have these conversations. One good thing about it is that our racism is no longer hidden. We have to deal with it now.
I know you said simply having the conversation is brave, but getting into the nuances can really help advance that conversation. Do you encourage that storytelling in your workshop?
We only have 2.5 hours. So I encourage parents to think critically about the stories that they're telling their children. I encourage the parents to think critically about their own stories. For example, this neighborhood that my child lives in, and we live in North Seattle, it's all white. One other family of color on our block. And I'm concerned that the story that she sees white people in positions of professions, as the teachers, as the pastors, as the business owners. And she sees people of color in service, sweeping, throwing away the garbage. This is the type of thing. If we as parents don't interrupt this story, if we as a society don't interrupt this narrative, then of course my daughter Ruby, a brown woman, is going to grow up thinking that that's the only thing that she can be. Of course, the white kids that are going to be her friends playing with her at school are going to think that that's the only thing that she can be. Of course, they're not going to think that she can be a professional. They're not going to think that she can be the princess or the superhero or anything. What messages are we really teaching our children? If we're telling them, Martin Luther King says that when all men are created equal and that we could all should be treated the same and that it doesn't matter about the color of your skin, yet la-da-da-da-da. But when they walk outside and they look at the society that we're in and they see that clearly it does matter, the kids, they see that we're not telling the truth.
Colorblind is not good enough anymore.
No, I wouldn't say it's good at all.
But the idea of white privilege is a very recent realization.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Colorblind was standard for the longest time. Do parents ever come to you and challenge you in your workshops?
One of the main challenges that I get is I'm very critical of media and the stories that our kids are consuming. And the parents, they'll go, oh, Jason, why are you all down on Disney princesses? Why are you down on this? Why are you down on that? There's good lessons in it. And there are. There are some good things about what it is that Disney teaches our kids, about feminism, about teamwork, about being together. But at the same time that it's teaching them that, it's also teaching them about who's important, who's valuable, who's powerful, who can be in charge, who's beautiful. And that answer always is white people. And it's destructive, not only to the black child or the black or brown child that is consuming this, but it's destructive to the white child, too, who can never, ever fulfill the ideal that this media is setting up. So it's not about putting our children into a box. It's about showing our children what reality really is.
That was educator Jason Freelo with KUOW's Patricia Murphy. Freelo is starting a preschool in the Columbia City neighborhood of Seattle. Classes start today.